It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. The show is 4 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And we've had a full show already. Plenty going on. Quinn Ewers is going to the NFL. What an announcement. He's like, hey, I'm going to the NFL to be a water boy. Whatever, no guarantees there, but I think that's more likely than him being a superstar QB. We talked about the Ravens and Bills. Can't wait for that game on Sunday night up in Buffalo. What a surprise. It's going to be cold. There's going to be snow out there, potentially. Yeah, and if there's going to be snow, I'm favoring the Ravens. They're going to run them all over the place. We'll see. We'll see. I know. We talked about love and hate in Philadelphia. The fans hate each other. The fans hate the opposition. Little kids are giving adults the middle finger in Philly. And the players say they love Nick Sirianni. Some of the Dallas Cowboys' biggest players, well, damn it, their biggest players, actually the two biggest, they said they love Mike McCarthy. Dak Prescott is sad that he's gone. Micah Parsons is sad that he's gone. I think Micah Parsons will be perfectly A-OK and fine when he gets a new contract. I don't think he has to worry about any of that. And then, of course, it is Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, in a matter of minutes, I'm going to share with you a top six list of the best coaching jobs available in the NFL. We got six of them. There are six job openings in the NFL right now, and I'm going to tell you the best and the worst. It's really that simple. You don't have to think about what's going on with the New England Patriots because, as we all know, that job is no longer open because it was going to Mike Vrabel in the first damn place. So no need to discuss the New England Patriots. That's taken care of already. It's done. And so anyway, if you've missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And, you know, I'm not even going to waste any more time. It's time for a new top six list. The top six head coaching jobs. I'm ranking them in the NFL, and I'm doing it right now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got six job openings, coach openings in the NFL right now. I'm about to rank them for you. This is an easy top six list. I'm going to tell you the job, the worst one, and then by the time we get to number one, I'm going to tell you the best job. Let's start at the worst job in the NFL. You do not want to be the coach of this team.
Number six,
the New York Jets. The New York Jets finished with a record of 5-12. They fired Rob Saleh after having a record of 2-3. And then they only won three more games after they fired him. We had reports of Woody Johnson having to tell the media, hey, my teenage son isn't running the team. He's not. We're not judging our players based on Madden ratings. No, no, we're not. We're a good team. We beat the Miami Dolphins to end the season. At least we did something good at the end. And then if you think about the New York Jets, yeah, they brought in Aaron Rodgers and swung for the fences. Didn't work. Rob Saleh got fired as a result. And Joe Douglas, the GM, got fired. The New York Jets are such a dumpster fire. The New York Jets want to bring back a coach who coached Eric Mangini's roster. And all he wanted to do was talk about snacks and feet. I'm not joking. The New York Jets are such a joke. They took an interview with Rex Ryan for what? This is the guy. This is the guy. And I love Rex Ryan. This is the guy that the New York Jets considered to be their next head coach. This is Rex Ryan on the pivot.
I love my wife's feet. Like, I don't know what it is, but if a chick's got jacked up feet, I'm out. I don't care how gorgeous. I'm out. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like some people are boob guys, leg guys, yeah. You know, whatever. Of course, I notice a pretty gorgeous face, whatever, but no yourself. I'm checking the feet out. And I, you know what's funny? When that shit came out, front page New York, my wife's going to freaking kill me, right, when that came out. But I'm like, damn, I can't tell you how many of my players came up and said, dude, I like feet too. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude, you're a freaking man. You know what I mean? Like, damn right. I'm like, man, I don't know what it is, but now I have fun with it. And it's like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. Yeah. That's who I am. I own that shit. And if a chick's got great feet, I'm looking.
Yeah, that besides feet and snacks, that's what the New York Jets want to hire as their new head coach. This is who the New York Jets are entertaining. Now, God bless Rex Ryan. I got a new respect and appreciation to and for him for being honest. I'm not mad at him. I like women, too. All of a woman. If it looks nice, it looks nice, including her feet. I give him credit. But I don't want the foot man and the snack man making foot videos as my head coach. I'm sorry. Between that and the New York Jets utilizing Madden ratings to evaluate their players, the New York Jets, they are the worst coaching job and opportunity in the NFL. And the guy who owns and runs the team, his family, they use Band-Aids. Like, they're rich off of Band-Aids. What did this guy do in his life besides have the last name Johnson? And my daddy sold Band-Aids and, I don't know, gauze, and here I am. Stay away from the Jets job. Run. The only guy who wants the job is the footman, Rex Ryan. Anyway, that's the worst coaching job in the NFL. Let's get a better one. If this is better, what number is this?
Number 5.
As we analyze the top coaching opportunities in the NFL, and I say the Jets are the least desirable job, this job is not desirable either. It's slightly better than the Jets. It's the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, I got the Dallas Cowboys at 5. Who wants to work for Jerry Jones? Nobody. Who wants to work for a guy who will have you twisting in the wind? Nobody. Who wants to just play each year off on a, well, we might fire you if you don't do good? Nobody. And I mean, Jerry Jones is 82 years old. The Dallas Cowboys haven't won a championship in about 30 years. And now you got this 82-year-old man who's done an excellent job selling and marketing the Dallas Cowboys. He had the nerve and temerity, I guess because he's a billionaire, multi-billionaire. He's like, man, I'm never going to stop running this team. This is what he told everybody at the end of the season. Listen to this.
Just know. I bought the team. I think the first thing that came out of my mouth. Anybody here was at that press conference? Okay, somebody asked, did you buy this for your kids? And I said, hell no, I bought it for me. And I didn't buy an investment. I bought an occupation. And I bought something that I was going to do. I was 46. I bought something I was going to do for the rest of my life. And that's what I'm doing.
Man, it was cute and funny. I didn't buy this for my kids. No. How much selfish can you be? Yeah, it's your money. You do what you want with it. But selfish ain't right. I'm just going to do this until I can't. Whoa. You don't think nobody could do it better than you? Let's look at the results. What have we seen? Where's the championship? I see the Dallas Cowboys. They're the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. Where's the championships at? Where are they? Where is the title in the last 30 years? Where is the title? I don't know if Jerry Jones is going to see another one. I'm not coaching for the Cowboys. You gotta put on chapstick and kiss his ass. Either that or you be Deion Sanders. I wouldn't want that job to save my life. Top 6 coaching jobs and opportunities in the NFL. New York Jets 6. Cowboys are 5. I guess this is a better job, right? This is a better one. What number are we up to?
Number 4.
You can coach the Saints, right? That's better than being a Dallas Cowboys coach. I think you have a slightly better chance at, I don't know, longevity. Look, I know the New Orleans Saints, they stink. They went 5-12 last year. You got Derek Carr, who's as mediocre and good as any quarterback can be in the league, and he's like, man, I ain't taking no pay cut. Well, I'm not trying to help the New Orleans Saints out. They gave me a 4-year contract. I want all of my money. I ain't taking no pay cut. And so now the Saints got to figure out whether or not they want to cut him or keep him. Here's the deal. If you end up coaching the New Orleans Saints, here's the bright side. Derek Carr's not going to be there forever. You either get to start with a clean slate, you get to have such a terrible year that maybe you can draft a quarterback. Let's think about this. Wouldn't this be a dream scenario? And I know I might be reaching here. Imagine if at some point the Saints get their hands on Arch Manning. Dream come true, right? I think the Saints is a better job. I know they've been in salary cap hell, but the Saints are about to get real bad, or they're about to get worse very fast. And I think you'd have a longer runway with the New Orleans Saints than you would with the Dallas Cowboys. I know, not the most exciting thing in the world, but would you rather coach? I mean, for your job, not the stress and the excitement and I'm the coach of the Cowboys, but to actually have a job and some potential. I think the Saints would be a better opportunity. Anything is better than working for Jerry Jones. Let's listen to the GM, Mickey Loomis. He explained why being the Saints head coach is a good job.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, you know. Well, first of all, look, we got the best professional sports league in the world, right? And there's 32 jobs, and a lot of guys want to be head coach. So every job is attractive. They just are, including ours. And we have a lot of things to offer. We have a great city, great fan base. We have great ownership. We have had stability in our building for a long, long time. And I think we're viewed that way.
Yeah, not all that exciting, right? Hey, what makes you a great job? Well, we only got 32 of them, and one of ours are open. So, right? That's it, right? That's an exciting sales job. Hey, why do you want to come eat at McDonald's? Well, a lot of people sell burgers. We got good ones. No, this is not a good sales job by Mickey Loomis. I'll tell you this. The best part about being the Saints coach is that Derek Carr is going to be cooked sooner than later. I know that sounds terrible, but that's the facts. Better than being a Cowboys coach, I'll tell you that. What job is better than the Saints job? What number we up to?
Number 3.
This is also going to sound nuts. Because there's a reason, by the way, all these jobs are open. But if you got to rank them, I got the Jacksonville Jaguars job at number 3. Yeah. I think being the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach right now would be better than being the Saints coach. It'd be better than working for the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry. It'd certainly be better than working for the New York Jets. And here's why. There's two reasons. Shad Khan, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, he has a lot of patience. Ask Gus Bradley. Ask Doug Marrone. Ask Doug Peterson. He just got fired. How about this? Ask Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, this man didn't even last the season. Well, he said that a player said that he got kicked by Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer was hanging out with women that weren't his wife after losses. I mean, I can go on a long list of reasons why Urban Meyer sucked. He didn't even last the season. But typically, Shad Khan has a lot of patience. And then you have Trevor Lawrence, who, God bless him, if he could stay healthy, maybe he could actually turn into the quarterback that a lot of people believed that he would be when he was coming out of Clemson. And you know what? Speaking of Urban Meyer, he actually has a thought here. Back in December, he was saying that the Jaguars should hire Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator from the Detroit Lions, to run the team. Listen to Urban Meyer. He's a genius, I think.
All right, Mr. Shad. You invest a lot into this franchise, and now it's time to make right decision to get a return. The kid you've got down there is a gunslinger. Build it around him. Don't go for the old guard. Go for the young and fresh. Hire Ben, not Bill. Get him a manager like Ray or Ian, and bring in experienced vets like Tony or Fred to offer sound advice and help shape the culture. If you don't take my word for it, listen to our supporters. Heck, even Pete or McAfee. And the secretary with a mullet would agree. All right, Mr. Shad, all the best.
What? Did he have to read that off of cue cards? Was he forced to read that? Was he paid to say that? I can't even say. Was he paid to read that? What the hell is the deal with Urban Meyer? What is his problem? It's pretty ridiculous here. Hickey, what the hell? Did he get forced to say that?
It certainly sounded like he said it against his will. I found on social media, it was real. It was not AI. But I could not tell if it was like a cameo, because like the phone, like he was holding his phone like doing like a selfie mode. And if he was reading, the cue card he was reading was not in front of him. And there's no like logo. So like it was like a podcast. It sounded like a cameo, but I don't know.
Is that how he communicates with his girlfriends? Right? Selfie mode?
I like how you say girlfriends, plural.
He has a wife, right?
He does. And
look, if you have a wife, and Hickey, I don't speak from experience. I'm not married.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you have a wife and you've been known to have one girlfriend on the side, wouldn't you think you have girlfriends, like plural with an S?
You're probably right.
All right?
Yeah, that'd be naive to think otherwise.
Yeah. If you're going to have one on the side, you got to have another one.
Why not have two? Yeah. Why not have three? Well, what the hell? Right. What's stopping you?
Let's ask Urban Meyer. what other coaches we going to? Ed O? What's Ed O doing?
Lane Kiffin, who may have gotten himself into trouble, allegedly, reportedly.
Oh, yeah. Lane? Petrino. Right?
He believes a thing or two.
He believes in having a girlfriend that you work with, right? That's normal. Right, right.
Sharing transportation together. That's also very normal.
Sharing. What do they call that?
Rideshare?
Yeah, rideshare.
Before Uber was invented, he had his own little rideshare.
Carpooling, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, why are you picking up the secretary every day?
Saving gas, saving the environment, JR.
Saving gas. We're lowering our carbon emissions.
Yeah, what are you doing to save the environment?
Yeah, nothing. I know, right? How about that?
You're driving your car by yourself.
Hickey, those are some good excuses. I hope everybody listening is paying attention.
Write those down. Rewind app if not, you missed them.
Write them down. Hey, why are you picking up the secretary at night and leaving in the morning? I'm saving on gas. I don't know. What do you want from me? Anyway, yeah, work for Jacksonville. Work for ShotKan. This guy is also prone to being robbed by his own employees. A guy from the accounting office stole $20 million from the organization. Yeah, Jacksonville is a good job. Go work for them. Steal that money. Jacksonville Jaguars, I got them in number three. They're one of the top coaching jobs available in the NFL because the owner is gullible. He sold mufflers for a living. What else do you expect? And typically, you sell mufflers, you're a hustler. Anyway, what's the next best job? We're getting down to the nitty gritty here. What number are we up to?
Number two.
Oh, this is a good job. I guess this is a good job. Yeah. At number two, I got the Chicago Bears. Why are they a good job? Don't get me started. I know we got the McCaskies, all my friends in Chicago, Illinois, the Midwest. They're going to curse me out now. JR, how could you say working for the Bears is a good job? They're going to fire Poles, and we don't know what's going on with Caleb Williams. Well, Caleb Williams is the reason. He's the reason. You think about every job that I just mentioned here. I mean, outside of the Dallas Cowboys because of the owner. You gotta have a quarterback, right? Like, no other team outside of Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, who they're paying, what, $53, $55 million a year? Caleb Williams has room to grow. You can mold this guy. You can build with him. They're going to bring on a solid offensive QB, or coach, excuse me, who can help develop this situation. And Caleb Williams, we heard this from the St. Brown podcast. For a guy who should be worried about improving as a QB, Caleb Williams knows exactly what he wants from his next coach. Listen to this.
A dude that's got a fire to him. I don't want people that doesn't have a fire. I think I got a certain fire about me inside of me that, you know what I mean? That certain people can't coach, or certain people can't be around, or it doesn't work in that way. And so I think that's a big part of it. And so if it's not, then it is what it is.
Man, He's the reason. I know. If you're a Bears fan, you're still waiting on that 40 touchdown season. You're still waiting on somebody to go over 4,000 yards. But you got a quarterback, and I think he's going to be around for a long time. I think it's worthwhile to be able to coach him. I know it sounds nuts. The Chicago Bears, I have them at number 2 on my list of best coaching jobs available right now in the NFL. I'd rather coach the Bears than Jacksonville. I'd rather coach them than the Saints, the Cowboys, and the Jets. I have the Chicago Bears at number 2 on my list. Best coaching opportunity in the league right now. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you, if you haven't figured it out, if you can't, I'm going to tell you the best head coach opening in the NFL right now, this minute. And I will tell you why it's the best head coaching opportunity. On the other side of the break, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. All these job openings in the NFL, specifically for head coach, I'm giving you a top 6 list of the worst job open and the best. Because we know not all jobs are created equal. Yeah, you could be 32 head coaches in the NFL. Doesn't mean that you're working for a great organization. Doesn't mean that you're going to have an opportunity to go out there and succeed. And you, every Wednesday, I bring you a new top 6 list. And today, at this moment, this second, it happens to be, or there happens to be, 6 vacancies when it comes to head coaches in the NFL. And so, this evening's top 6 list, we're taking a look at the top 6 jobs. Which is the best job that's available? What's the worst? In a matter of moments, I'm going to share with you the best coaching job, the best coaching availability in the league right now. But if you've missed it, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And thank you to everybody watching, on the live stream on YouTube. Just go ahead and search the Infinity Sports Network and you can watch the JR Sport Brief Show. But here's a quick recap before I tell you about the best job available. At number 6, and this is from worst to first. At number 6, I gave you the Jets. Who wants to work for Woody Johnson? Nobody. I mean, they got rumors and reports that his teenage son was running the team. Even the fact or idea that this is a rumor that can get bandied about is pretty pathetic. And then you got Rex Ryan, who's telling everybody, I want to coach the team again. Yeah, I like feet and snacks, but I want to coach the Jets. Okay, fine. And number 5, the Dallas Cowboys. Who wants to work for Jerry Jones? Nobody. Nobody. Like he treats the Dallas Cowboys like it's the Hunger Games. A battle for the last second. Battle of everybody. Mike McCarthy has to fight for his job. Jason Garrett has to fight for his job. Make the guys wait for like 2 weeks. It's pretty sad. Deion Sanders could at least suck some of the air out of the room. He'd have to make room for Jerry Jones's ego. At number 4, I give you the Saints. Why is this a better job than the Cowboys or the Jets? Well, at some point, Derek Carr is going to have to leave. And I know that's not all that enthusiastic. That's not the most enticing thing. But sooner than later, the New Orleans Saints are going to be so bad. They're going to be starting off with a blank slate. And if you're a head coach, that's what you want. Derek Carr is not going to be there forever. And number 3, I give you the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why is that a better coaching opportunity than the Saints? Shad Khan is very patient, unless you're Urban Meyer. Shad Khan is also known to be robbed by his own coaches, Urban Meyer, and employees and accountants. And I think you got Trevor Lawrence. If he can actually stay healthy, you do have a franchise quarterback. At least they're paying him like one. $50+ million? Oh, yeah, that's a lot of money. Got Jacksonville at number 3. And number 2, I gave you the Chicago Bears. I know the ownership group, the McCaskies, people look at them and go, man, this is a dumbass job. But you do have Caleb Williams. And I think as this man continues on into year 2 and 3 of his career, he's not going to do anything but get better as a rookie. And I know we have the Jaden Daniels and the Bo Nixes of the world. Caleb Williams threw 20 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. And he went through a stretch where there were no touchdowns. He's going to get better, especially as we move into the next year. I would love to be a coach and be with the Chicago Bears. I got the Bears at number 2 on my list. And so if I got the Bears as the second best job opening in the league, with Mike McCarthy interviewed and Ben Johnson interviewed and Ron Rivera, Pete Carroll, everybody wants to coach the Bears. There's a reason. What is the best coaching job available and opportunity in the league right now? What number is it?
Number 1.
It's simple. It's the Las Vegas Raiders. And there's only one reason. And it's not Mark Davis. It's Tom Brady. That's it. And I know. What executive experience does Tom Brady have? None. I mean, we've seen a lot of players become executives and they suck. You know, I mean, come on. Phil Jackson running the Knicks. Well, what a disaster that was. Great coach. Executive, not so much. And Tom Brady isn't just an executive. He's a minority owner of this team. And if I have to make a choice between Mark Davis running the team or putting my trust in Tom Brady, who has no experience, I'm going to think that Tom Brady knows a little bit more than Mark Davis when it comes to actual football. And you know what? To the credit of Mark Davis, even though he can do a better job selecting a barber, I have to give him credit for what Jerry Jones won't do. Get the hell up one out the way. Allow somebody else to come in and make some football decisions. It's not easy to look at the Raiders and say that a team who has had 8 coaches since Mark Davis took over when his dad died in 2011, 8 coaches. It's not easy for me to look at this as a team that all of a sudden is, you know, they have the best opportunity. I'm living and walking in blind faith that Tom Brady is going to turn things around for the Raiders. At least you got a football guy, someone who understands the game, someone who's been in a locker room, someone who's played it at the highest level and has more accomplishments than anybody outside of the damn 50s and Otto Graham. I got to look at Tom Brady as being the Raiders' savior. And that's why I have the Raiders here at number 1 on my list as the best coaching job and opportunity in the NFL. I get it. You got to play in a division with the Kansas City Chiefs. I get it. You got the Broncos. I understand. I see the Chargers there. But Tom Brady, Raider Nation, sign me up. Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee today, and he talked about Tom Brady, why he is so hands-on with the Raiders. Well, why wouldn't he be? He paid for part of them. Listen.
Well, you know why Tom Brady's involved right now? Because whenever the Raiders hire their next general manager and their next head coach, they at that time will be paying 3 different general managers. They will be paying 3 different head coaches. And that doesn't include the settlement that it had with John Gruden. So in a way, it's really paying 4 head coaches and 3 GMs whenever it makes its new hire, and whoever comes in there has an enormous challenge on his hands. And that's why Brady's there. Because if he weren't there, the job would not be as attractive.
Yeah, duh. Duh. Let me tell you something. If Tom Brady was not in that building, let me reevaluate my list. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Raiders would probably be, they'd probably be one of the worst with the New York Jets. They'd be right there with the Dallas Cowboys, and the Jets is one of the worst jobs available. Tom Brady is the only reason anybody with half a brain should entertain working for the Raiders. That's it. There's no other reason. None whatsoever. Raiders, best coaching job available. And you really got to put faith in Tom Brady. That's it. That's my list. We got 6 open jobs for coaches in the NFL. From worst to first, the Jets are the worst at 6, followed by the Cowboys at 5, the Saints at 4, the Jacksonville Jaguars at 3, the Chicago Bears at 2, and I got the Raiders. The Raiders are the best head coaching vacancy in the NFL right now. It's the best job to have because of Tom Brady. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What job is the most desirable? What job is the least desirable? Which coach or which organization would you not want to work for? Which job opening is the best? The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I'll take your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to ask this to Ryan Hickey as well. What is the best job vacancy in the NFL right now? What's the worst? I'm going to talk to you. I'll talk to Hickey. I'll talk to everybody on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call me? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just gave you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. And today, it's very fitting. Because, yeah, it's a top six list. But it's also paired up with the six job openings, the head coach opportunities or openings in the NFL. And so I ranked them from 6 to 1. Six being the worst and number one being the best job opening for a coach in the NFL. Without further ado, if you missed it, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll give you a quick rundown. From worst to first, at number six, I gave you the New York Jets. And number five, I gave you the Dallas Cowboys. And number four, I gave you the Saints. And number three, I gave you the Jacksonville Jaguars. And number two, I gave you the Bears. And at number one, I gave you the Raiders. Why Raiders? What the hell have they done? Well, Mark Davis, it seems like he has a brain. He's allowing Tom Brady to help lead the way when it comes to acquiring a head coach. And somehow, some way, and I could be wrong. I mean, we can go ahead and look at Mr. John Elway. It took some guy named Peyton Manning. It's not easy getting a quarterback, but I think things will eventually work out in Las Vegas. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What is the worst coaching job to have in the NFL? What's the best? We got six openings. What's the best? What's the worst? I need you to think. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked into our live stream on YouTube as well. You can go ahead and check in there. Just go to YouTube and search the Infinity Sports Network and boom. Yeah, the JR Sport Brief, it's pop right on your screen. Just go to YouTube. Let's go to Green Bay and talk to Hank. Hank, you're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up?
JR, how's it going, brother?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Right, I was doing well until I heard that list. I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
Honestly think you're. I think you're bugging a little bit, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You cited Tom Brady as the source. You said that him being there is a big, you know, is obviously like the biggest thing. Well, what's the difference between him being there and him being in New York? If he was in New York, would you be saying the same thing?
No, not at all. Because Woody Johnson is a complete idiot. And Woody Johnson hasn't given up a controlling stake in the New York Jets. Tom Brady isn't just in as an executive. Tom Brady isn't even formally an executive. He's a minority owner, but he's going to call more of the shots. Therein lies the difference. Woody Johnson has to make stupid statements about his teenage son not running the team. And Mark Davis, for all the dumb things that he's done over the past few years, including hiring someone like Mike Mayock or even bringing in a jackass like Gruden, at least he's finally been smart enough to kind of cede some of the control. That's not something that Woody Johnson is doing.
That's a fair point. But then, okay, you zoom out from that and you look at the division. You said that a little bit, but that division's not going to get any easier whatsoever. You got Nick's getting better. So I don't know. I just I think it's skewed. I think the best opening is probably Jacksonville Jaguars. And you got a really patient owner. You got a new stadium coming up. I know Trevor Lawrence has had, you know, he's had flashes of being really good, but
he's also had a very, he's also more recent. Yeah, he's also had a history of injuries. I'm not debating any of that. There's a reason why I had Jacksonville at 3 and the Bears at 2, and I also said very clearly, if Tom Brady wasn't there with the Raiders, I wouldn't have them anywhere near close to being at the top. So I certainly believe in the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Bears. I had them at the next two spots, and I said if Brady didn't exist with the Raiders, they wouldn't be nowhere near number one.
But the Bears are in the same situation as the Raiders with having a tough division, man. Like, that division isn't going to get any easier the next three to four years.
I'm not necessarily diving in. There's a few things that I look at when it comes to running any team. This is it. It goes straight down the line. If you want a baseball analogy, it's really this simple. The core of your baseball team on the field is the pitcher, it's the catcher, and a guy at center field, specifically if you want to think about defense. It goes right up the middle. That is the core and the spine of your team and your organization when it comes to what takes place on that field. If I have to think about ownership structure, having a chance to win anything worth a damn, in the NFL, it's really this simple. A, do you have an owner? All right. Do you have a coach? And do you have a quarterback? That's the trifecta. And so worried about who's in the division and this and that. Yeah, we know who the good teams are. And we can certainly project out who the good teams are going to be. I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to fall off the face of the earth at any point in time. But if I'm looking at the Las Vegas Raiders, I'm looking at a team that at this point in time, for all things considered, they're going to have a blank slate. And they can be competitive. I mean, we can talk about how great, and you had mentioned the Chicago Bears, how difficult it's going to be. They have a quarterback who I think is ultimately going to be their franchise quarterback. And that's one part out of the way. And people can yell and argue and complain about the McCaskies, but they have a quarterback. And if you have a guy that you can put out there and that can go play, okay, yeah, the Detroit Lions are going to kick ass. So they're going to win 14 games for the next 5 and 10 years. I'm not so sure. We just had a Minnesota Vikings team that won 14 games and looked damn good again and laid an egg. And so the best thing that you can do when you are running a race, whether it's a race in the NFL to win a division, or whether you're running a race in the blocks, you got to worry about what the hell you can do. We know you got to punch your opponent in the face. If you're in the AFC North, oh yeah, it's not fun playing at all against the other three teams, whether it be the Steelers, the Ravens, or the Bengals, what have you, the Browns, whatever they're doing. The fact is, you got to build inside. And I'll say it again. It's the spine. You got an owner. You got a quarterback. You got a coach. I think ultimately you can grow into having a good job. Hey, Hank, thank you for calling from Green Bay. I appreciate you.
I appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Let's go to Billy in Idaho. 855-212-4227. Billy is here. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Billy?
How's it going? I've listened to you off and on. I couldn't name you, but
my name is JR. Thank you, Billy.
I listen to you a lot. I just don't remember your name. But
not enough, JR.
I'm a disgruntled Dallas fan, and
okay.
And I was talking to the guy that screens the call, and I was telling him listening to the guy.
His name is Hickey. He has a name as well.
Okay, excuse me for all that, but I was talking. He did a sports talk on Sunday morning. His name was Kincaid, and he was talking about Dallas fans. When we had Kevin Hardy, we didn't care. As long as we won games, we'd take anybody. Well, I grew up in Dallas. I'm in Idaho now.
Okay.
The bulk of my friends and Dallas fans.
Okay.
We don't want him. And
yeah.
I wouldn't want to go coach for the Cowboys because
yeah, I agree.
You can get Belichick, you can get Ben Johnson. Deion would be the best one because I think he'd open his mouth up to Jerry.
Yeah.
Otherwise, since Jimmy left, it's a coin toss when I watch my team.
I agree, and that's
I got nothing to base it on.
What do you mean you don't have nothing to base it on? When's the last time they won the championship? Jimmy wasn't even there. And then when they won the championship after Jimmy, it was his team and Switzer was running the team.
That's my point.
But you said you said you had nothing to base it on. We got nothing but evidence.
That's what I'm saying. When my team plays now, it's a coin toss every game. I hope my team wins, but I can't say, yeah, we got
yeah, don't,
the coach
don't,
is going to fix this because
don't
our coach
bet on
can't
it.
Fix anything.
Yeah, well, we know that because you got a dumbass owner. Hey, Billy, thank you for calling from Idaho.
I agree with you.
Well, thank you, Billy. I gotta hit the break now. Thank you. I think his name was Billy. I think my name is JR. I think the producer of this show is Ryan Hickey. And I think you are listening. I know you're listening because you can hear my voice. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll get some thoughts from Hickey. Don't move. We're talking about the best job openings in the NFL right now. And the worst. Sorry to the Jets.